Joke.
What'd you do with those?
Well, that's what they have up here on sales, you know, a Joe meat, you know. We just take that bone out of there and smoke them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in the summer we'd have turnip greens or any kind of greens. We'd just beans or anything cooked in Joe's, and that's the best.
That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. It's got side meat, meat and all hog.
I did over there with Joe and turnip greens is side meat.
See, that Joe meat has got, it's like these hogs we kill now, the Hampshire's, the bacon hog, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That Joe will have lots of grits, lean in it.
Mm-hmm.
See, just like the Hampshire now, you kill a Hampshire hog, he's a butcher hog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make butcher meat.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the white hog or the big red hog we used to have.
Mm-hmm.
They made fat, and these hogs just made to make meat to eat.
That's pleasant to see that development, isn't it? Am I keeping you up?
No.
Would you like to have me leave now?
No, it's okay. We'd have a good bed for everyone to 10 in. Just
well,
go ahead.
I'll play out the reel if I'm over there.
Okay, just go ahead.
You ever lose any meat?
Oh, yeah, we sure have.
We've killed it.
I'd get too hot smoking. We would have this low smokehouse and have it hanging low, and I'd get too hot a lot of times.
A lot of times we'd kill it. 3-4 hogs, you know, and it'd come a rainy spell.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have no cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd lose some meat that way.
Well, I have Saturday
if
we go smoking too.
You didn't get them too hot.
Get them too hot. And eat them with push in the car.
Mm-hmm. Just spoiled?
Just spoiled. Taste bad at the bone.
We all have had coon dogs and possum dogs. They liked it.
Oh, yeah. Boy, they keep you up at night, wouldn't they?
My boys always had a coon dog and a squirrel dog. When it come a rainy day, boy, there's a gun and squirrels.
They had them at night or hunt them in the...
They'd hunt coons and possums at night, you know, and daytime they'd hunt squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
They all had dogs, and everyone had a dog. No more hounds like this good meat, this possum.
Oh, boy, it gets a little bit rank. What happened to it? What happened to the meat?
Well, if you get too hot, you know, when you first put it up to smoke, if you get too much fire and you get too much heat on it, well, it'll spoil next to the bone.
Sorry.
When it's spoiling.
Uh-huh.
That's what they'll call it, spoil.
Oh.
And if it leaves it up and not get too hot, let the smoke walk through it and not get too close, it won't spoil. We never lost much meat. I'll tell you now, we didn't eat much.
Mm-hmm. What do you call butter when that's, stayed around too long? What do you say has happened to that? It's gotten wet.
Butter?
Uh-huh.
I just always said it's gold.
Uh-huh.
Can't use it. I just always make soap out of it or something.
What? That's kind of hard to do, isn't it? Put your butter in the soap?
Yeah,
after you work so
better,
hard.
That's one thing I can't eat. It doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
Butter.
Oh, did you have any special term for getting your meat ready? Call it butchering, or
you mean a day, a regular, some kind of a day? Step?
Yeah.
You call it hog killing day.
Hog killing day.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, we'd get our neighbors to come over, you know, and they'd have to clean the hogs and hang them up, and then before night we'd cut them up and put them in salt.
Uh-huh.
You see, we'd do that with the neighbors, and then we'd give them all the scraps they could have of this meat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's lots of scrap meat when you're cutting up hogs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'd give them all they could carry. They're just glad. We didn't ever have no trouble. Glad to have us.
Well, what do you call milk when it's just turning sour?
Blank.
And what do you call it when it's a little past that?
I dropped it. That's what I call it. I don't know if anybody else
here. And how about that, the curds?